Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show, your internet radio home for all sports, news, and talk. Join Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, and the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna. Now, it's time for Rollin' Eagles Football pregame show. Here's Sonny Clark.
All right, everybody, welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It is me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, coming to you here on the pregame show of your Rowlett Eagles as they're taking on the Rockwall Yellow Jackets in the Cross the Bridge rivalry that I named just for this game each and every year, whether it be football and basketball, two basketball games and one basketball game and one football game. And we talk about the rivalries and everything, and this is what it boils down to. So that's what we're doing here on the pregame show, and of course the pregame show being brought to you by the Bullet Experience for all your training needs. And folks, I'm going to tell you, it don't even matter what you're getting done over at the Bullet Experience. They do all kinds of things as far as their training programs, their club sports, and anything and everything that will help you become better at what you do, whether it's a speed and power, an explosive program, or even the Vertimax Flight School, brand new thing to help you get high and jump higher and fat and all that good stuff. It's right there. Speed School, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, soccer, and volleyball, you know, they got it all. And the training with the pros, and we talk about the pros, whether it is Jerry Bullitt of the Jerry Bullitt Training Center as he played for the Washington Redskins, whether it's Terrence Bullitt, who played in the Canadian Football League, and or Melvin Bullitt, who played for the Indianapolis Colts, and all of them, and of course, to Texas Tech. So we got a lot of things going on as far as that is concerned, and we keep it local here. Train with the pros. It will help you. It will help anybody who needs their special treatment and things that need to get done. Come in contact with Melvin Bullitt, 214-326-7853, located at 8900 Princeton Road. That is Liberty Grove and Princeton Road, right there in Rowlett. And we thank them for their sponsorship of the pregame show. And this one is, it's the biggest one. It's my I won't say it's the biggest one. It's just Sonny's favorite. And, you know, when it comes down to this game, we got robbed of it last year. I mean, if anybody knows what happened last year, Sonny Clark was so excited because this was our game. This game was actually in Rockwall last year, and I get there early, guys. Everybody that knows Sonny knows that I get there early because I do all kinds of things getting ready for the setup of this game or any game that we call here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. So getting there early is vital because we have to find out the players, because we do not bother coaches. We do not bother coaches from the other team. We do not do anything. We get a hold of the rosters, and we do the best that we can with the rosters. And when we get the rosters, we call the game. But there's one thing that you can't get away from, and that's the simple fact of the matter is that the Rockwall Yellow Jackets, They're a pretty good football team this year. And we could sit there and argue that point, but the simple fact of the matter is that this is a football team that's nationally recognized. Not just within the state. They're within the top three of the state, but we're talking nationally out on the football field. And those football, and we can sit there and we can talk about everything as far as who does what, but when it comes down to it, this is a football team that knows exactly what it's doing at the time as far as this season is concerned. This season being the most important, especially with the talent level that is there for Rockwall. And we'll talk about that as we go through that, as we'll have on the Eagle-Eye Bill Cerna. We'll also bring in the media coordinator over there at the Rockwall ISD. Of course, I am talking about Chris Curtis. This guy always treats us well and keeps and does everything. Like when we went over there last year, as we were sitting there watching the lightning show, which every time the lightning strike happened, the clock reset at 30 minutes, which was quite, aggravating, because, of course, this, like I said, this is my favorite game, and this is the game that I wanted to see that this year, so or last year. So that all being said, the amount of actual rain that came down, it, you know, that really also flooded that field. It also, speaking of flooding, when we got there, we were all set up in a booth, and we actually had to change booths because I was in the wrong one. Then they were going to move us to the second floor. Well, just as we were going to go down to the second floor, it come to find out the second floor actually got completely flooded. There was a foot of water out there all over the place. So they actually had to close down the second floor of their stadium as far as media and things of that sort. It was shut down. So, but what ended up happening an hour and a half later, they go ahead and they call the game, as there is a curfew for these games, and they got to be able to shut the doors at midnight and have everybody out of the stadium at midnight, and that didn't happen. That having been said, we talked about Rockwall, we talked about what they do and everything else, and we talked about their national ranking, but they also went up against another team last week that is also nationally ranked, also number one within the top three of the state in Highland Park, and the Rockwall Yellow Jackets at home took the loss to the Highland Park team 66-59. So all these numbers that we are looking at and rankings and things of that sort, that actually really in reality hurt the Rockwall Yellow Jackets, but not as much as you quite possibly would think about, seeing how you're dealing with the number, you know, two teams that are in the top four or five of the state and top three in reality. So a good game. Good close game. Rockwall almost came out on top of that one. And I will tell you, just from my experience, as far as these kind of games, when these two types of teams meet, it's one possession. And we'll talk about that with Chris Curtis on what happened in that game. Chris Curtis, of course, being the media coordinator, he knew what happened in that game last week as well. So that having been said, you talk about some numbers and everything. And that's what we'll do. We'll take a look at the numbers of this thing when we come back here on the Couch with Tata Sports Show. We'll see what's happening. We'll see the standings for both of the teams. We'll see all that stuff here on the Couch with Tata Sports Show and our continuing coverage of the 2019-2020 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team. And we'll take a look at all the things that you will need to know for this game and all the stats. That's the big thing. We'll look at the stats from both of these teams, as the Rowlett Eagles, of course, they went up north and they took on Prosper over at that beautiful new stadium over in Prosper, and that beautiful new stadium proved to be a rough night for the Rowlett Eagles, and we'll talk about it, but unfortunately, the Rowlett Eagles were not able to come up with the victory, as Prosper opened up their new $54 million stadium with a 31-7 victory over the Rowlett Eagles last Friday. You heard the coverage here on the Couch with Tay, the sports show, and your Rowlett Eagles radio network. And we'll be taking a look at all of the stats from both of these teams, see what we think that can end up happening and where we think the Rowlett Eagles are. And frankly, when you looked at the games last week from both teams, they're almost going in totally different directions. And we'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back. And what we're going to do now is take our first break here on the Couch with Tata Sports Show as we are here with our sponsor, and that, of course, is the Bullet Experience. So make sure you get on out there. Check them out over at 8900 Princeton Road in Rowlett, right there at Liberty Grove and Princeton Road. Contact Melvin Bullet, 214-326-7853 for all the training programs and all the sports clubs, all the recreation sports that they got going on. And you can always check out the website over at thebulletexperience.com and hit Bullet News, and they'll keep you up with what they do there. They'll also keep you up to date on some of the actual students that they have and where they could end up going. Check out the Waterview Wolves, Bullet 7 versus 7, the sports club baseball, basketball, football, soccer, and volleyball. All that is taking place right there, and you can get it all with the Bullet Experience. Check it out over there, and we thank them for their sponsorship. So we'll go into our first break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. You're listening to the pregame show at your Rowlett Eagles taking on the Rock Wall Yellow Jacket. The game's going to be coming to you live from Homer B. Johnson Stadium. And we'll come back here and we'll take a look at some of the stats that happened last week for both of these teams, both Rockwall and your Rowlett Eagles, when we come back.
At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Let Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors help you restore your home to its like-new condition. Need a contractor? Let us be your first stop as well as your last. We specialize in everything that others don't, such as stained concrete floors, wood spot repairs on doors and floors, stainless steel spot repairs, anti-slip-on floors, and more. Want to see what kind of work we do? Check out our Facebook page and you can see the craftsmanship you'll receive and expect from Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors. Give Rodney James a call at 214-536-2607. That's 214-536-2607. Or check him out on the web at www.BuffaloCreekDoorsAndFloors.com.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Liberty Air and Heat. Everybody knows what the Texas heat can do to your air conditioning and heating systems. That's why you need the experts that deliver the best and most honest service in the Rowlett area. We provide the high-quality air conditioning and heating services that keep you more comfortable when you need it. We strive to always meet and exceed customers' expectations, competency, and accountability, as well as satisfaction. So contact Liberty Air and Heat at 469-678-9444 or visit them on the web at libertyairandheat.com.
At the Jerry Bullet Training Center, we truly believe experience is the best teacher. With over 50 combined years of knowledge and experience in sports performance and athletic training, our coaches understand exactly what it takes to achieve your goals and excel at the next level. Contact Melvin Bullet at 214-326-7853 or visit their brand new facility just outside of Waterview at 8900 Princeton Road in Rowlett.
Being taken for a ride? Check out Costlow Insurance, serving Texans since 1981. Bundle your home, auto, or business insurance to save a ton. Costlow Insurance on the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road, where we make insurance fun. Or check us out on the web at costlowinsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
The prospect of retirement can be exciting and scary at the same time. At Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, we have found many people either approaching or currently in retirement failed to truly maximize some of the benefits offered to them, primarily Social Security. What is it? How does it work? It's simply not a benefit that you start receiving at age 62 because these decisions are so important. My firm has assembled an informational packet on Social Security. If you would like a complimentary copy of Social Security Maximization, please give our office a call today at 972-412-6064 or visit us on the web at nesteggadvice.com.
There is nothing that beats good home-cooked barbecue. Since 1941, Dickey's Barbecue has done all the cooking and you take all the credit. Whether you want real Texas brisket, Virginia ham, southern pulled pork, or fall-off-the-bone ribs, Dickey's Barbecue is the place to go. Choose from our favorite sides of barbecue beans, creamy coleslaw, potato salad, jalapeno beans, and many more. Come see us today at our Rowlett location, 5701 President George Bush Turnpike, Suite 110, in the Target Shopping Center. Whether you want to eat in or take it home, we will fix you up. Don't forget, for your next event, call the catering guy at 972-345-6424. That number again is 972-345-6424. Come visit us today at 5701 President George Bush Turnpike, Suite 110 in the Target Shopping Center. Also, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Dickies Rowlett. For lip-smacking, rib-tickling, knee-slapping, foot-stomping, great-tasting barbecue, come see us at Dickies Barbecue today.
Sports Radio here on the pregame show of the Rockwall Yellow Jackets taking on your Rowlett Eagles. Later on in the show, we'll be bringing on the media coordinator from the Rockwall ISD. Chris Curtis will join us. And, of course, the Eagle-Eye Bill Cerna, as we'll take a look at what he saw in the game and what he might think that he'll see this week as your Rowlett Eagles take on the Rockwall Yellow Jackets. So that having been said, we talked a little bit about it. Let's take a look at what happened as far as the Rockwall Yellow Jackets. And, folks, let's just start at the quarterback position as Locke has a lock on that quarterback position. And Braden Locke, really a good game for him last week. He was 30 of 47, completed 63.8% of his passes. Forget this, guys, 569 yards, and that is not a typo. Five touchdowns and one interception. But, guys, almost 570 yards of passing yards is unbelievable. And, you know, we also know this guy is your pocket passer because there was not one rush by Locke last week. This was all pocket passing, great protection, obviously. You don't throw for almost 570 yards without having great protection from the offensive line. The question is, obviously, when you first take a look at this game and what Rowlett's going to have to do is they're going to have to get pressure on the quarterback without question because last week the Highland Park defense was not able to get over there and put any kind of pressure on him to prevent him from throwing for all these yards. Now, again, you take a look at the Rowlett or the Rockwall Yellow Jackets, they did lose that game. So you look at the game and you go, what happened defensively? Because really, in reality, when you score five touchdowns on the high school level, you throw for almost 570 yards, you better get the football field win. And that just didn't happen. So you looked at other things. Zach Henry, the running back, 22 rushes, 156 yards, three touchdowns, averaged 7.1 yards a carry. So you look at that. There were a couple other players that ran the ball a little bit. Unfortunately, you know, didn't amount to much in reality, 11 yards and 1 point, looks like 8 yards. So a total of 19 yards from a couple of other guys that were out there. But the main event right there is Zach Henry, and he is coming on. And you think about Rockwall, and there's yet another thing. When you see the numbers, 22 rushes, 156 yards, 3 touchdowns, not only do they got to worry about the quarterback, the Raleigh Eagles are going to have to figure out how they're going to stop a running game. And if you take a look at the game last week, you saw a football team that really in reality was giving up a lot of yards on the ground. And we talked about that. We called the game. We seen what ended up happening. And splitting up the middle is one of the things that hopefully the Raleigh Eagles can get up underneath control before they get in that game with the Rockwall Yellow Jackets. So seeing what they have, you know, passing the ball and rushing the football. Let's go over the receptions. 3 touchdowns for, and guys, I'm going to just call him Jackson Smith. I'm not going to say his other name. I just don't want to destroy it. And I just, with all due respect, we'll just keep it Jackson Smith. This guy was a stud last year, continuing on being the stud. 13 receptions for 311 yards, average of 23.9 yards per catch, guys. That means every time, 13 times, this guy got around 20 yards. And, guys, that is a guy that takes over when he is out on the football court or football field in his position. The guy gets open. There is no question about it. So, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, boom, boom, boom. The Raleigh Eagles are going to have to be right there because those numbers alone, just with Jackson Smith's numbers, tells you that you got a lot to worry about. Some other guys that caught the ball, Trevor Munson, 4 catches, 58 yards. Zach Henry, the running back, 5 catches, 52 yards. J.J. Williams, he had a catch for 42 yards. Brendan Bayes, 1 catch, 35 yards. Cade Kolarowski, 1 catch, 25 yards. Jax Johnson, 2 catches for 20 yards. 1 catch for 13 yards for, Catlett. And then a 1 catch for 8 yards for Ray. And I'm not going to destroy you guys. First name is Good News. So we'll just keep it at that. Good News with 1 catch, 5 yards. So really, in reality, you look at it, you're going to have to look out for Smith. He's going to be the guy that's going to be the playmaker out there as far as receptions are concerned. So the Raleigh Eagles corners have better be up on their game because you know this guy's going to get the ball, especially with 311 yards. I don't know what his yakety-yak is, and, of course, we know what yakety-yak is. In reality, it's, you know, yards after the catch. And without question, this guy's able to do it. So when you see these numbers and then you ask, wow, what does the Raleigh Eagles got coming at them? Well, let's take a look at the stats in this one as we are set here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And the Raleigh Eagles have got some work to do to try to keep up with the Rockwall Yellow Jacket. So we'll go into it right here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. You're listening to the pregame show at your Raleigh Eagles taking on the Rockwall Yellow Jacket. The game is going to be coming to you live from Homer P. Johnson Stadium.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Karen McKinney of Budget Blinds of Rowlett. Find a little inspiration by browsing our product, whether it be the latest trends, child safety, or smart home technology, and more. Contact Karen McKinney at 972-722-9300 or visit her on the web at budgetblinds.com/Rowlett. You can also learn who they are, as well as their approach and products, and you can also schedule a free home consultation. Again, contact Karen at 972-722-9300 or log online, budgetblinds.com/Rowlett. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Perfection Body Sculpting located in Rowlett. Did you know that Perfection Body Sculpting doesn't just offer laser lipo and radio frequency for body contouring? We also offer cellulite reduction and skin tightening, as well as thermal lift and cosmetic and collagen facial creams, as well as top-of-the-line facial masks to help reduce fine wrinkles.
There are also gift certificates as well as gift baskets with awesome products in it. Call today for your appointment and get three 24 gold facial masks with the purchase of a $69 consultation that includes a 30-minute laser lipo session. So contact 214-735-8519 or visit them on the web at www.perfectionbodysculpt.com. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Landon Huey and 19 Ministries.
One of the things we want to do is we have this idea, the name that's kind of sticking right now is Rowlett Revival. And we know that there are a lot of hurting and broken people across the city. Out of a population of 60,000, there's close to 40,000 that aren't saved. And we want to do like a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday where we'll bring in a guest speaker and he's just going to share the love of Christ. And we want to connect people in the city up with churches and where they can find a healthy church family and find people that believe in them and find a God that loves them. Jesus came for a broken world and man, he loves and cares for everybody in the city. And so we're excited about that. We're working through details right now, but our vision is to see God's going to reach a lot of people.
So make sure you contact Landon Huey at 19 Ministries at 972-835-8665 or check him out on the web at 19ministries.org or uniterowlett.org. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, asking, are you looking for a new home? Want to know what your house could sell for in today's market? Then you need to contact realtor Jeremy Morgan with Ray Hubbard Real Estate Group at Keller Williams Rockwall. Whether you're buying, selling, leasing, or investing, he can help you get where you need to be. Visit RayHubbardRealEstateGroup.com or make an appointment today by calling 214-236-2914. That's 214-236-2914. Jeremy Morgan with Ray Hubbard Real Estate Group, Keller Williams, Rockwall. Find out how Merchant Masters DFW, specializing in small business companies, can help you save money and protect your customers' information with our credit card processing and point-of-sale systems. In 95% of our cases, our services save our clients money. So, what makes Merchant Masters DFW different from all the others? It's an integrity-first approach to each client we work with so you receive the very best, including financial savings, lowest possible rates, superior technology, and improved support. So claim your free audit at MerchantMastersDFW.com or contact John Beeman at 262-339-5470 for more information. That's 262-339-5470. Merchant Masters DFW, different from all the rest.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about RowlettFood.com. Do you want to have dinner delivered, but you don't want to use Uber Eats? Contact someone locally that can do the same thing at a better price and faster. All you have to do is pick a restaurant on the list at the website, tell us what you'd like to order, then check out, and you'll have your food within 25 to 45 minutes, depending on distance. Check out RowlettFoods.com for your next meal at Raising Cane's, Golden Pot, Poncho's and Lefty, and more. Give us a call at 972-408-8002 or check us out on the web at RowlettFood.com.
So what happened with the Rowlett Eagles is they went to prosper. As far as the offensive numbers, they are just what they are. As far as the Eagles are concerned, they're nothing great to write home to mama about, but you can also maybe quite possibly see some of the potential. And we talk about the quarterback, Alex Rout. Alex Rout, 15 of 38. For 147 yards, he had one interception in the game. Unfortunately, was not able to get into the end zone. The only 7 points that were scored in that game last week came from a pick six on the defensive side of the ball. So we had a little bit of a problem as far as getting into the end zone on the offensive side of the ball. And listen, that is all about adjustments. That's all about figuring out what you do well. And when Doug Stevens gets an opportunity to see what he sees, and he's going to be able to put the team in a position where they can make better plays. Are they going to win this game? We don't know. But Doug Stevens will put them in a position where they will be more equipped to be able to handle a team like a Rockwall Yellow Jackets after being able to see the film from this one. Dewante Newton had 8 rushes for 31 yards. And Alex Wright, he had to rush the ball 10 yards for 30 yards. And most of that is because he was under duress. So a thing when you look at this team, obviously you're going to have to get more production from the quarterback position, but more importantly is be able to get the offensive line to be able to protect Alex Trout or open up the holes for Newton as well as Colton Yarbaugh. He had 2 rushes for 10 yards as well. Again, no touchdowns for any Rowlett Eagle on the offensive side of the bar. And Antonio Hall, 8 rushes, or marked at 8 receptions for 100 yards. He averaged 12.5 yards a catch, and I will tell you, he was targeted quite a bit. Sometimes the ball didn't come in there with the accuracy that they were looking at. Sometimes he had to make that big play, which one of those plays was that Alex Rout noticed that he had a free play after the defense came off sides, and he just put it up for grabs, and Antonio Hall was able to come down with it. So kudos to Rout for being able to recognize some of the things that are happening defensively and doing the right thing. And that, of course, is try to let Antonio Hall, your playmaker in reality, make some plays. And we've been calling Antonio Hall's name since he was a sophomore. So expect more from him, whether it be this game or the next games or maybe the district games. Maybe we'll see more as far as numbers are concerned, as well as maybe touchdowns. When you look at some of the other wide receivers, Jeremiah Tarwo, 3 catches, 25 yards. Trevon King, 2 catches, 17 yards. And Hector Soto with 2 catches and 5 yards for the Rowlett Eagles. So when you're looking at those numbers and you're seeing the offense that is headed your way, that is what you got to look at. And, of course, you take a look on the other side. Take a look on the other side as far as what the Rockwall Yellow Jackets were able to do, scoring a lot of points in that game. So, interestingly enough, as the Eagles do move forward into that, they are playing a crazy tough outside of district schedule. Prosper, one of the best within that district over there with the Allen Eagles up there on the top. And then they get Rockwall. Of course, look at where their rankings are and what they did with Highland Park last week. Both teams, again, you know, nationally ranked as well, top 3 within the state. So you look at those crazy numbers and you see that. Then you take a look at the Plano Wildcats. That game happens next Friday. That game will happen out in Plano. We'll bring you the coverage here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Varsity Football Radio Network right here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. So that having been said, we see a lot of things that are going on, and we see a lot of things that are going to be heading your way. So what's going on? We can take a look at what's going on as far as high school sports are concerned all over. But when you take a look at more of it, let's take a look at the standings within our district, because that is really what's important in reality after next week. Not this week, but after next week, it will be all about district, but seeing where the standings are for 6A Region 2 District 10 as of right now after the first week. North Garland got the victory last week, so they are 1-0. The Lakeview Centennial Patriots got a victory as well last week, beating their team by 21. The Garland Owls beat their team by 22, and the Saxing marked that. The points against were 21. Scores scores that were scored, North Garland scored 42 points, gave up 7. So they won 42-7. The Lakeview Centennial Patriots got a victory 32-21 last week. The Garland Owls got a victory 35-22. And the Sachse Mustangs, they won a game, and that was a thriller in Manila. Of course, obviously not Manila, but what a game, 33-30, and Sachse got the victory in that one. Wiley, unfortunately, took the loss. They lost 14-6. South Garland, 33-0. They got shut out. And the Neyman Forest Rangers lost their game 45-7. And again, your Rowlett Eagles, they lost their game 31-7. So when you look at the last four teams in this district, Wiley, Rockwall, are marked at Wiley, Rowlett, South Garland, and Neyman Forest, they only scored a total of 20 points between all four of those teams. And they gave up a bunch of numbers. And so that having been said, it's around the average of 30 points a game that they gave up. So definitely defensively, the Rowlett Eagles are going to have to pick it up, especially against this team that's headed their way. And they're going to have to definitely improve on all sides of the ball as far as that's concerned. So when you take a look at those kind of things, it's just really all about what they're able to do out on the football field. So when you take a look at some of the stats, what's going on as far as the district is concerned, the quarterback out of Garland, Sergio Perez, he threw for 205 yards. He was 11 of 24, tossed 4 touchdowns. Mason Lang, senior out of Wiley, he threw for 180 yards. He was 15 of 30, and he had a touchdown pass. And then Parker Wells out of Sachse, he threw for 55 yards. He was 7 of 9 and 1 touchdown as well. Xavier Form from Sachse, 43 yards passing. He was 6 of 11. And then Jordan Neighbors, he was 1 of 2, and he threw for 35 yards. So you see those numbers and where they're at as far as some of the passing that is going on. So taking a look at some of the other numbers as far as the offensive side of the ball is concerned, rushing within our district, when we look at those numbers, that this number load here, and Jayshon Powers, he is a sophomore for Garland. He ran for 141 yards and the touchdowns on 32 carries. Sean Coleman, Jr., out of Sachse, he rushed for 132 yards on 25 attempts. On the other side, Keelan Cooper for Sachse also. He rushed for 56 yards on a total of 7 carries. Traylon Shepherd out of Wiley, he ran for 45 yards on 26 attempts. Jordan Neighbors, again, out of Sachse, he got 40 yards on 6 rushes. Xavier Foreman, also Sachse, 37 yards on 3 rushes. Wiley, Kaiwan Cole, he rushed the ball for 29 yards on 2 carries, and then the numbers keep going down and down as far as those numbers. And unfortunately, we don't see the Rowlett Eagles within the top 14 on that as far as rushing. We already talked about those rushing things. So receiving on the offensive side of the ball, when you take a look at the numbers and who got what within our district, we shoot it over to sophomore out of Garland, Jordan Hudson, 141 yards receptions. He also didn't score any touchdowns, but he had 32 receptions in that game. Malik Ford out of Wiley, we called his name quite a bit last year. He had 100 yards receiving and 7 receptions. Sean Coleman, Jr. out of Sachse, the running back as well, 63 yards on 4 receptions. Malik Ford did have a touchdown. Ellis Rogers, sophomore out of Garland, 46 yards on 2 receptions. Aaron Henry, 43 yards on 4 receptions. And by the way, Ellis Rogers did score a touchdown. And unfortunately, we don't see any Rowlett Eagles as far as the receptions are concerned that that are put in these numbers. Just to let you know, I'm looking at numbers where Rowlett don't have their numbers. All you have to do is look 100 yards for the Rowlett Eagles in their receiving core. Their receiving core, of course, you look at Antonio, he had the 100 yards. So, but those are just some of the numbers within our district on numbers that I was able to find and getting it all squared away. So that's about where we are as far as the numbers are concerned. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And when we come back, of course, it's going to be Chris Curtis. He is the media coordinator for the Rockwall Yellow Jackets. We'll have him on the other side. And, of course, you're listening to the pregame show of the Rockwall Yellow Jackets taking on the Rowlett Eagles varsity football team. Again, the pregame show being brought to you by the Bullet Experience. For whenever you need any kind of training, whether you need to get better at certain things, find a training program that fits you and train with the pros, whether it be football, basketball, soccer, you know, anything, you name it, volleyball. They're all there at the Bullet Experience. Melvin Bullet put a lot of time and effort to get the right kind of coaches for your child or just in reality for yourself. So check them out. You can check them out online, thebulletexperience.com. You can also give Melvin Bullet a call at 214-326-7853. They're located at 8900 Princeton Road in Rowlett.
Let Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors help you restore your home to its like-new condition. Need a contractor? Let us be your first stop as well as your last. We specialize in everything that others don't, such as stained concrete floors, wood spot repairs on doors and floors, stainless steel spot repairs, anti-slip on floors, and more. Want to see what kind of work we do? Check out our Facebook page and you can see the craftsmanship you'll receive and expect from Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors. Give Rodney James a call at 214-536-2607. That's 214-536-2607. Or check him out on the web at www.BuffaloCreekDoorsAndFloors.com.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Perfection Body Sculpting located in Rowlett. Did you know that Perfection Body Sculpting doesn't just offer laser lipo and radio frequency for body contouring? We also offer cellulite reduction and skin tightening, as well as thermal lift and cosmetic and collagen facial creams, as well as top-of-the-line facial masks to help reduce fine wrinkles. There are also gift certificates as well as gift baskets with awesome products in it. Call today for your appointment and get 3 24 gold facial masks with the purchase of a $69 consultation that includes a 30-minute laser lipo session. So contact 214-735-8519 or visit them on the web at www.perfectionbodysculpt.com.
At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors. Proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
At the Jerry Bullet Training Center, we truly believe experience is the best teacher. With over 50 combined years of knowledge and experience in sports performance and athletic training, our coaches understand exactly what it takes to achieve your goals and excel at the next level. Contact Melvin Bullet at 214-326-7853 or visit their brand new facility just outside of Waterview at 8900 Princeton Road in Rowlett.
There is nothing that beats good home-cooked barbecue. Since 1941, Dickey's Barbecue has done all the cooking and you take all the credit. Whether you want real Texas brisket, Virginia ham, southern pulled pork, or fall-off-the-bone ribs, Dickey's Barbecue is the place to go. Choose from our favorite sides of barbecue beans, creamy coleslaw, potato salad, jalapeno beans, and many more. Come see us today at our Rowlett location, 5701 President George Bush Turnpike, Suite 110, in the Target Shopping Center. Whether you want to eat in or take it home, we will fix you up. Don't forget, for your next event, call the catering guy at 972-345-6424. That number again is 972-345-6424. Come visit us today at 5701 President George Bush Turnpike, Suite 110 in the Target Shopping Center. Also, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Dickey's Rowlett. For lip-smacking, rib-tickling, knee-slapping, foot-stomping, great-tasting barbecue, come see us at Dickey's Barbecue today.
The prospect of retirement can be exciting and scary at the same time. At Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, we have found many people either approaching or currently in retirement failed to truly maximize some of the benefits offered to them, primarily Social Security. What is it? How does it work? It's simply not a benefit that you start receiving at age 62. Because these decisions are so important, my firm has assembled an informational packet on Social Security. If you would like a complimentary copy of Social Security Maximization, please give our office a call today at 972-412-6064 or visit us on the web at nesteggadvice.com.
Being taken for a ride? Check out Costlow Insurance, serving Texans since 1981. Bundle your home, auto, or business insurance to save a ton. Costlow Insurance on the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road, where we make insurance fun. Or check us out on the web at costlowinsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
Welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show of your Rowlett Eagles as they're taking on the Rockwall Yellow Jackets. I call it the Across the Bridge rivalry. I need it. I'm the only one that owns it. Although the actual rivalry for the Rowlett Eagles is quote-unquote the Saxon Mustangs. But my favorite game of the year and the Overbridge rivalry comes with this team as the Rockwall Yellow Jackets. I got online, the guy that takes care of all the media coordinator over there for the Rockwall ISD. I got online. Chris Curtis, how you doing, Chris?
How's it going, my man? How are you?
Oh, doing good. This is our seventh year that we've been doing this, and we've been able to, you know, learn a little bit about each other over the years that we've been working together. You take care of us when we go over there, and we appreciate it. But how depressing was it last year that we did not get this game off, as the weather just created havoc last year for your stadium?
Oh, we were super depressed. We had our first responders night that night, and it's always fun to play Rowlett every year. It's a great rivalry, and it wasn't just against the Eagles. It was against three or four other teams throughout the week. It seemed like every week we were facing rain delays, and you know just as much as I do, we were getting home about 1 a.m. every Saturday morning from everything being over and starting late. So far, so good. It looks to be a nice, gorgeous 102-degree weather day on a Friday. Hopefully that stays put.
I'm glad that you got it, because I didn't even want to look at the weather forecast because I didn't want to get depressed, because we went out to Prosper. It started raining cats and dogs at about 4:30. I was like, oh, this is just atypical. I think it's because Sunny is showing up. I don't know. But that has
been
said last year.
Well, Sunny's showing up, the sun should be up.
And that's what I said, but, you know, it is what it is. Last year, again, lightning, a lot of water, so much so the second – wasn't it the second level of your stadium where the media was at got flooded out there, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It was it just seemed like it didn't stop raining, and it didn't stop all night, and unfortunately we had to cancel the game, so we were unable to face the Eagles last year, but hopefully – if the weather turns out to be what it's saying it's going to be, it's going to be a beautiful day for football.
What do you do about things like that? Obviously, with the flooding that happened just within where the media is, what do you do, or what does Rockwall ISD have to do to make – was there a lot of repairs over there that needed to be done in order to be able to get, you know, get it all set even for, you know, even the next week that you had a game? I think, if I'm not mistaken, you had a game the next week right there in that building.
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of hope that the sun dries us out a little bit. You know, we try to squeegee as much as we can on that second level and just try to pray that we don't get any rain, if, you know, coming up the next week. And sure enough, we were able to play the next week. We actually traveled to Arlington the week after and had a rain delay. And then we traveled to Arlington again and had another rain delay. Then we hosted Longview here, had a rain delay. And it just seemed like every week that was the common theme. But, you know, it is what it is. We have to play what we're given. And, you know, we were able to play them all except for the one that I think mattered to most people locally here.
I think you're absolutely right. At least on the other side here of the bridge, wanted to see that one. That having been said, taking a look at your football team, and I was talking to Bill Cerna about this, you know, as we were in breaks over in Prosper when we were watching the game. 33-30 victory. We didn't know if you were going to end up, you know, being able – or actually, mark that. I was thinking of a different game. You, unfortunately, you were not able to come up with the victory last week against I think it was Lake Highland. So, you know, describe a little bit about what happened in that game. But, I mean, I looked at the quarterback stats. I looked at the running back stats. I looked at the wide receiver stats. And I said, they should have won this football game. But, unfortunately, you were not able to come out on top in this one.
Well, actually, it was Highland Park. Highland Park, you know, the winners of three consecutive 5A state championships. It was part four. We played each other each year with something strange always happening in each game, and fortunately for us, for this week, we had a nice, you know, 28-point cushion and couldn't hold on. And I'm going to go off on a ledge here and say Chandler Morris might be not only the player of the year offensively for 5A, but he might run this state by the time it's all said and done. He is a phenomenal player heading to Arkansas, a class act interview after the game. He went off on us, 474, five touchdowns, ran for 180. I mean, he led that team all the way. If it hadn't been for Chandler, I think it would have probably gone the other way. I think most people would agree with that. But he was able to extend that winning streak to 32 games. And, of course, the last time Highland Park did lose a game was to Rockwall 2 years ago at home in 2017. So frustrating game if you're a Rockwall fan. It's obviously a game that you thought, you know, we're gonna win this, and we felt good about it, especially going into halftime. We kind of puttered a little bit. They tied it up late in the second quarter. Things kind of got away from us. But, you know, Rockwall was down, I believe it was 13 with about 4 minutes remaining. And in 2017, people were starting to kind of remember what happened back then. It was the same score,
yes.
13 points, and Rockwall came back and stunned and shocked Highland Park. Didn't happen this week. It came close. We had a chance. The defense came up again. But you see the final score, 66-59, and you're sitting here going, yeah, these two teams don't have defense. They're going to be terrible all year. I just don't believe that in my heart of hearts. I think both these teams will not give up this many points the rest of the way. I think it's obviously that opening day. I think things happen. And it's really funny. Rockwall starts out. Every year the last 4 or 5 years, they started out so slow, and they end up being one of the hottest teams come November and December, right when you need to be hot. And they seem to, yep, kind of turn it on. And with the team they have now, I think there's not much panic around here in Rockwall at all.
Talk a little bit about some of your players. I was looking at it, and you got some players that have already committed to some big colleges. Let people know a little bit about some of the guys that we will see on Friday night over at Homer B. Johnson Stadium.
I think the only player that you need to know, you will get to know, and every team that comes across this team is going to get to know, is Jackson Smith. That kid is incredible.
Yep.
He's a five-star on the field. He's a five-star in the classroom. He's getting very close to breaking some records here for not only just Rockwall, but in general. He needs 1768 to become the third player in state history to reach 5,000 career receiving yards.
Wow.
And he needs just 1,500 yards to move into third in the state's all-time list. when it's all said and done, this kid's not just going to be Rockwell's greatest. He's going to be one of the state's greatest players. He went 12. He caught 12 passes, 311 yards, three touchdowns against Highland Park. I mean, they were double covering, triple covering. They could not hold him down. The kid is incredible. It's just you don't even know what he can do anymore. He does it all. He holds kicks. He just does it all, and he's a team player. And one of the big things I think that Rockwell, the big question mark going into the season was the quarterback play. They lose Jacob Clark. He heads off to Minnesota. So you have this sophomore coming in. Rodney Webb and Rockwell have not had a sophomore start since 2011. Of course, Will Reed was one of the greatest Rockwell quarterbacks to ever play the game. Three-year starter, very awkward throw, but he made it happen, and he really set the bar for Rockwell quarterbacks. And now we have this kid named Braden Locke. He kind of comes in a little short. He's a sophomore, but he goes out and he says, Chandler Morris last week, I can beat you just as much as you can. Throws for 528 yards, only throws one pick, throws five touchdowns. I mean, the kid has the it factor, and obviously he and Jackson, they're finding each other, and you know, now all of a sudden Rockwell has a quarterback. Now, I think a lot of people are going to say, well, he's a sophomore. Does he have what it takes? We're going to see. He's getting playing time. He obviously had his first start against the 5A state champs, Highland Park. So I think it's going to be a learning process. There'll be some frustrations along the way, I'm sure. But I think we have a good one in Mr. Locke, and hopefully he locks it down. And he seems to have that it factor. And for Rockwell fans, he's only a sophomore. That's what excites a lot of people around here.
Well, one of the frustrations of being in the booth and watching the Rowlett Eagles, and this is one of the things, and especially against your team, is that run right up the middle. It's just like every running back that you have ever had, okay, runs over the middle and just runs right up the middle and just, you know, it makes the defense look like you trying to, you know, go right up the middle and stop them. You're unable to do so. Zach Henry, 22 rushes, 156 yards and three touchdowns last week. I mean, do you got the next one? I mean, you look at Rockwell and their running game. They've always had a running game. Is this your next big guy here?
Yeah, I mean, Zach Henry really made a name for himself against the Woodlands 2 years ago. He was a scrawny freshman really making a name for himself coming out of the woodworks and saying, okay, now we have this guy that, you know, we lose a Chris Warren type of player and we're still trying to find that it guy. Now we have this guy that's kind of come up from the ranks. Excuse me, he was a sophomore against the Woodlands, really made a name for himself. Last year did great, got hurt towards the end, so was a little wobbly. This year he's starting out again. He's a two-sport athlete. He plays baseball as well. Just committed to UTA Arlington to play baseball, but he's a prime running back. He's going to get a lot of the load. Of course, he and Jackson are going to kind of split time, and Jackson also runs the ball as well. So, but Zach Henry is someone you can put the ball in his hands, trust him to get the job done. And that's exactly what he does. You're right. We always have this way to find this running back coming up the core for us. And it's great to have both Zach and Jackson right there.
Well, talk a little bit about some of the other teams that are in your district. You keep track of all of them, not just Rockwell Yellow Jackets. Let's know a little bit about some of the other teams that are right there that you take care of within the Rockwell ISD. Of course, you have Rockwell Heath. And how things looking for them this season?
Well, they started out with a bang. They started out with a big win against Keller Timber Creek. Of course, we have a new head coach, Mike Spradlin, tremendous guy. Man, the man has the energy of a 20-year-old. He is all over the place. He's exactly what that city needed, what that school needed. The spirit is back. He's really making things happen over there, and it's great as a new coach to get off to a winning way. And, of course, Coach Spradlin, all he knows is winning. I mean, he's been to the state championship. He knows what it takes. And I think that's going to be a boat that's now going in the right direction. Of course, Heath has missed the playoffs the last 2 years. Hopefully that does change this year, of course. And then all the most important team, the team that everybody's chasing, is Longview. Longview is a team that obviously won state last year. I believe it was 73-year drought for Longview. I think it was 73. They ended up streak at AT&T Stadium last year, got the job done. Of course, Haynes King, the quarterback, the son of Coach King there in Longview, the legendary head coach. You know as well as I know it being, you know, in Rowlett, when you play Longview, it is a battle. That is a team that every single year, even if they don't have the players, they're going to make you earn it. It's the same thing this year. They have a stud quarterback, of course, King. He's heading to A&M after this year. So the Aggies are going to get a real good one. So, but lots of things. Everybody's eyes are on Longview, of course. A lot of people are circling that Longview and Rockwall game to determine who's going to win the district championship. But there's other teams out there. Mesquite, Tyler Lee, those are teams that a lot of people are looking at. North Mesquite, Rockwall Heath, yep, can all be battling right there for those playoff spots. And like you know, well, no, once you get in, you never know what can happen.
And it's really all about district. I mean, these are always great. These out-of-district games are always great. But really, in reality, when it comes down to who's going to make the playoffs, it's that top four. And like you said, there's a lot of good names right in there within your district that you can just almost like take a dart and throw it at a dartboard and figure out who's going to be there. You just never know. It's that's how good that district of football is.
Absolutely. 11-6A, again, this year was voted the third toughest district in the state. I mean, it's just, and I think having Longview and having Rockwall there, who have proven to be powerhouses, get the job done. Of course, Longview got the job done last year. Rockwall hasn't got the job done since 1963, but I think a lot of people now are going, okay, we don't want to just win playoff games. We want to win the big one. I think that
is a Blues fan going up against a Dallas Star guy. And by the way, those were crack-ups. I loved it. By the way, the moonwalk idea was mine, just to let you know.
It was. I said, you got to do this for Sonny. And sure enough, she did it. She's a good sport. But we're looking forward to opening
awesome.
9 years in just about a month.
Definitely. He's Chris Curtis. Thanks for joining us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Guys, when we come back, we're going to bring in the Eagle Eye Bill Sermon. We'll take a look at the game from last week, seeing what we're going to be facing against Rockwell. We'll take that quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Let Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors help you restore your home to its like-new condition. Need a contractor? Let us be your first stop as well as your last. We specialize in everything that others don't, such as stained concrete floors, wood spot repairs on doors and floors, stainless steel spot repairs, anti-slip-on floors, and more. Want to see what kind of work we do? Check out our Facebook page and you can see the craftsmanship you'll receive and expect from Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors. Give Rodney James a call at 214-536-2607. That's 214-536-2607. Or check them out on the web at www.BuffaloCreekDoorsAndFloors.com.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Perfection Body Sculpting located in Rowlett. Did you know that Perfection Body Sculpting doesn't just offer laser lipo and radio frequency for body contouring? We also offer cellulite reduction and skin tightening, as well as thermal lift and cosmetic and collagen facial creams, as well as top-of-the-line facial masks to help reduce fine wrinkles. There are also gift certificates as well as gift baskets with awesome products in it. Call today for your appointment and get 3 24 gold facial masks with the purchase of a $69 consultation that includes a 30-minute laser lipo session. So contact 214-735-8519 or visit them on the web at www.perfectionbodysculpt.com.
At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
At the Jerry Bullitt Training Center, we truly believe experience is the best teacher. With over 50 combined years of knowledge and experience in sports performance and athletic training, our coaches understand exactly what it takes to achieve your goals and excel at the next level. Contact Melvin Bullitt at 214-326-7853 or visit their brand new facility just outside of Waterview at 8900 Princeton Road in Rowlett.
There is nothing that beats good home-cooked barbecue. Since 1941, Dickey's Barbecue has done all the cooking and you take all the credit. Whether you want real Texas brisket, Virginia ham, southern pulled pork, or fall-off-the-bone ribs, Dickey's Barbecue is the place to go. Choose from our favorite sides of barbecue beans, creamy coleslaw, potato salad, jalapeno beans, and many more. Come see us today at our Rowlett location, 5701 President George Bush Turnpike, Suite 110, in the Target Shopping Center. Whether you want to eat in or take it home, we will fix you up. Don't forget, for your next event, call the catering guy at 972-345-6424. That number again is 972-345-6424. Come visit us today at 5701 President George Bush Turnpike, Suite 110 in the Target Shopping Center. Also, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Dickies Rowlett. For lip-smacking, rib-tickling, knee-slapping, foot-stomping, great-tasting barbecue, come see us at Dickies Barbecue today.
The prospect of retirement can be exciting and scary at the same time. At Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, we have found many people either approaching or currently in retirement failed to truly maximize some of the benefits offered to them, primarily Social Security. What is it? How does it work? It's simply not a benefit that you start receiving at age 62. Because these decisions are so important, my firm has assembled an informational packet on Social Security. If you would like a complimentary copy of Social Security Maximization, please give our office a call today at 972-412-6064 or visit us on the web at nesteggadvice.com.
Being taken for a ride? Check out Costlow Insurance, serving Texans since 1981. Bundle your home, auto, or business insurance to save a ton. Costlow Insurance on the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road, where we make insurance fun. Or check us out on the web at costlowinsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It is the pregame show of your Rowlett Eagles. And they are at home. They'll be taking on the Rockwall Yellow Jackets. It is the Over the Bridge rivalry. I named it. No one else has named it. I take credit for it. That being said, let's take a look at this game as I bring in the guy that sees it all. I mean, he helped me out so much last week. Of course, it's the first week. It's the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing good, Sonny. How are you today?
I'm doing great and getting set for my favorite game of the year. And this is one we just obviously didn't get the opportunity to get the call in from last week. So I'm foaming at the mouth on this one because this is the one that I look at as the regular the rivalry. I mean, obviously, the official one is the Sachse Rowlett, keeping it within district. But this game, ever since I moved here to Rowlett, has been one that I've been going to each and every year. So this one here is kind of exciting. And Rockwall used to be in the district, so this is a pretty good rivalry game.
Well, and not only that, you know, at Rockwall's the closest high school to Rowlett. So a lot of these kids, you know, they played Pop Warner football. They grew up playing against each other or as teammates, you know, through the ranks until they got into high school.
Yeah, and some folks in Rowlett actually go to the Sachse High School. Some that actually go to the Rockwall School, because in Rowlett there is Rockwall County, so they can head on over there. So it's all about keeping it local. It's all about that good rivalry between the two of them. But let's just take a step back. Let's go back to last week. Unfortunately, as the Rowlett Eagles had a real tough time as they went ahead and opened up the stadium over in Prosper. Unfortunately, for Rowlett, it didn't end out where they wanted to. Of course, a 31-7 loss over there. But a lot of things were learned in that game as far as where Rowlett is right now.
Yeah, and you know what? It was a struggling game, but I mean, you got to take away a positive from it. You know, the defense really held up well, especially in the second half. They really started putting it together and really did its part and hung up well on a good Prosper team. So, you know, definitely a takeaway from that defense, something positive looking forward to. You know, they did give up 31 points, but obviously offense gave up one of those touchdowns, and they only held Prosper to 3 offensive touchdowns. So, you know, they really did, defense, in my opinion, did their part. You know, they gave a couple big plays, but other than that, they really held their own.
I think they did too, and that was what I did take from it, because obviously the pick six were the only points that were scored. That was scored on defense, and nothing on the offensive side of the board for them. So a little bit of a different situation when you take a look at Rockwall and where they ended up. If you take a look at the game last week, as Rockwall, this was a game where you've seen Highland Park and Rockwall going at it. I mean, big time going at it right there at Rockwall. And obviously a 7-point game. Rockwall takes the loss 66-59. So I don't know if you can take a look at that defense and go, well, you know, looking at Highland Park, this is a good football team. It is week number one. That defense for Highland Park is going to come back. Same thing with Rowlett or Rockwall. That defense, you know, giving up 66 points last week, you know, you can kind of expect some changes on the defensive side of the ball headed to Rockwall. But going into this game, that's what you need to see. You need to see the defense, because when you look at what happened with Rockwall, even in the loss, the offensive stats were off the wall.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the game was 31 all at halftime. I mean, that's a final score for most teams. If you think about it, you know, at Prosper scored 31 points on us for the game. Those two teams had it at halftime. Always first game of the season, you're always going to be concerned on, you know, what's going to come out of it. What's going to be their highlight? What's going to be their strong point? It's hard to tell what's going to take out of it. I will tell you that both Highland Park and Rockwall have two of the best offenses in the area. Rockwall has their All-American receiver that's on his way to, if I'm not mistaken, Alabama. They have a powerful offense. Don't know what to take away from the defense yet, but if you're Rowlett, you need to be studying the film on that game. You need to see what Highland Park was doing that was making it successful against that Rockwall defense.
And actually, he's going to Ohio State, just to let you know, the Buckeyes. So he's headed out that way. And the only reason why I knew that is because of my interview earlier with Chris Curtis. He is the one that filled me in on that. But yet, still, you know, pretty big football team, you know, even though they are in the Big Ten.
Oh yeah, so you ain't kidding when it comes to a big football team, and I should have known that, because my partner from Arena Football, Billy Back, he's a huge Ohio State fan. So I should have had that underneath my belt. But but you're absolutely right. He's one of the most dynamic receivers that we've probably ever come across, and we're gonna get to see him live. So the real challenge is gonna be to keep him keep them contained. But even if we do, there's so much other weapons on that Yellow Jacket team.
Absolutely. I mean, we talk, you know, Jackson Smith, 13 catches, 311 yards, three touchdowns. But there was a guy that's throwing them to him. Brayden Locke, he was 30 of 47. Okay, five touchdowns, only one interception, completed pass 63.8. But here's the number, Bill. I mean, I thought it was a typo. I really did. 569 yards passing, but of course 311 of them went to Jackson Smith.
But
when you look at those numbers, you see what ended up happening. Thinking about what the defense that they were facing, they weren't getting to the quarterback. This right here, when you look at these numbers, they were not getting penetration to the quarterback and not able to stop the wide receiver out there. So right away it says Rowlett's got to get to the quarterback, and they got to make sure they maintain Jackson Smith.
Yeah, well, and that's just it. If you don't get any pressure on that quarterback, he's just going to light you up. So they definitely got to keep him on his toes and keep moving in that backfield. They did a decent job on that first game against Prosper, but they're really going to have their work cut out. And, Rockwall has a huge offensive line, which is one of the reasons that he has so much time back there to throw. But, yeah, 311 yards to one guy, that's usually a full team's receiving yards for a game. If you had told me he had 311 passing yards in that game, I'd say, man, he had a pretty good game. But we're talking about throwing to one guy.
Yep. Crazy. One guy. And another thing, when I look at the game, as far as things I'm worried about, is Zach Henry, 22 rushes, 156, three touchdowns. And we talked about it in the broadcast last week. That up the middle, running over defenders and just splitting splitting the U, because they go right up that middle, and before anybody on the outside can, you know, get down to it to try to make the tackle, they've been gone. And it's been one of the things that have been really an Achilles heel for the Rowlett Eagles just within the last 5 years that we've been calling these games.
Well, and that's something that they're definitely going to focus on, but that's just it. When you have a quarterback that can hit those receivers, that opens up your run game. And when you have your
big
run
time
game working on all cylinders, then you open up your receiving corps. So, you know, it's definitely going to be a challenge for a Rowlett defense. And, you're not going to be able to shut them down. The best thing to do is how much can you contain them, and how much can your offense respond to it?
Yeah, and looking at this week and looking at Rowlett, where they are, the thing that really stood out when you looked at the game is timing. Chemistry between quarterback and wide receiver for the Rowlett Eagles, without question, it was the thing that stood out during the game when we were watching it. Maybe another week up under the belt where Alex Rout and Antonio Hall can be put together. Antonio Hall still caught 8 passes for 100 yards. So, you know, and he was targeted quite a bit. He was probably targeted close to 20 times, because there were a couple, you know, probably about a dozen passes that just didn't make it to him for one reason or the other, whether he was trying to, at the end of the game, trying to force it in there, or just not being on the same page, as we saw a lot of in that game.
Well, and that's just it. Imagine that game if Hull had caught some of those passes, and you're right,
yes,
that was the main hookup was between Rout and Antonio Hull. If you had completed even half of those that were missed, you know, Hull probably has another 60, 70 yards in receptions,
yep.
And it changed a little bit on the offense. But you know, the offense really struggled. Didn't ever get the running game going like we've seen so many times in the past.
Yes.
I think Rout, you know, for his first start on varsity was a little shaky on the throwing. We saw a glimpse of it. We saw a glimpse of his intelligence there in the backfield. But we've got to see that he's got to understand that you can't do it all. You can't, you know, you got to rely on your running back. You got to rely on your receiver. So you can't force it. And every time you have that option, they ran the option probably a good 7, 8, 9 times. And not once did he ever pitch it. He took it every time, and he's got to have that confidence.
Bill, he didn't look comfortable pitching it. I think he was afraid to do it. Watching the game and seeing that unfold, because I think after the second one, I turned to you and was like, hey, the guy needs to pitch the ball. I think he was almost a little bit gun shy to try to do it.
Yeah, and then that's just it. He's either not comfortable in him pitching the ball, or he's not comfortable in receiving in his running back. Taking that ball. So, you know, that's something they got to work on. They've got to give that option, because it's called an option for a reason. And if you just run it every time, then you're just going to give it right into their defense. So, you know, I'm sure that's something Rockwall looked into and said, hey, look, they run that option, but he doesn't ever pitch it. You know, they're going to converge on him every time.
And the way I look at it, Bill, you know, I don't consider myself a big football guy, knowing the ins and outs. You're a coach. You see all this stuff. Me, I'm just a player. But when I sit there and I see something that stands out, and I know for a fact the defense is going to do exactly what you said. They are going to, instead of playing the option, they're going to go right at route. So they better figure out how to make sure that they can get that pitch to where it could be successful. We've seen that successful pitch work in the last 5 years for the Rowlett Eagles as well. So it's a common play that we've seen for Rowlett, but unfortunately not being able to get that said and done. So I look at this game as, really when I look at it, knowing what I know from Rockwall, seeing where they are ranked within the state, never mind being nationally ranked, you know, going into this game, you know, I don't know if you can say, well, Rowlett's got this one sewn up, but I will say this. Watching that defense like you did, you know, only gave up the 31 points, and we saw last week as Rockwall gives up the, you know, the bigger number in the 50s, this is an opportunity for the Rowlett Eagles to maybe flex their defense and maybe be able to get a little bit on track on offense, and they got a chance to stay in this game.
Well, and that's like I said a few minutes ago, you know, you're not going to stop that Rockwall offense. You know what? You want to contain them as much as you can. Take the opportunities if you can get turnovers, you got to capitalize on them. One good thing about the defense from Rockwall, it gives Rowlett more opportunities. I think Rowlett is looking at the defense that just played against Highland Park, saying, look, we can score on them. This is what we need to do. Let's look and see what Highland Park is. So I think the offense is going to come out and be a little bit more successful than it was last year. What's going to be the real concern is how well can our defense contain them. So this is one of those games where you got to play almost perfect football. You can't have turnovers. You can't have silly penalties. You've got to play flawless football.
Absolutely. I think the main part, I look at this one, I think we're going to see the wide receivers from Rockwall, obviously Jackson Smith, be able to get what he's going to get. I think the Rowlett Eagles have got to maintain that run. If they maintain the run and they keep that defense there, keep that number down, I think you either got to stop the pass or stop the run, and I think they're going to get the pass. So, yeah, I think they're going to have to square down, try to make sure that they get a hold of those running backs and don't let them slip through those tackles, because that's going to be the main thing. So I think if they keep the running game down and they put it together a little bit on the offensive side of the ball, they got a good shot to put out a good performance against a good, very good Rockwall team.
Well, and you mentioned run. Let's look on the flip side of it. Rowlett's got to get their run game going. They never got it going last week. So, you know, that offensive line has really got to buckle down and open up those holes, and so that way we can get that running game going.
Definitely, as your Rowlett Eagles are taking on the Rockwall Yellow Jackets here on Friday. Obviously, pregame show here on Thursday. So we're getting ready for Friday. The week after that, you know, the Rowlett Eagles will be on the road to take on a Plano Wildcat team. So I think when you take a look at this game, you know, whether or not they win or not, I think is really irrelevant. I think a good performance is going to be really much needed because they go into a team that was 5-5 last year. And I don't know if they won last Friday or not, but I think they got whipped up pretty well. I think if I remember, you said that.
Yes.
That's a good opportunity for Rowlett to come out of that game with some positive, go play another out of district game before they march right into their district schedule.
Well, and it's like what we talked about in the preseason talk was, you know, we have a tough non-district schedule for a reason. Obviously, we want to win these games, but we want to learn from these games. We want to learn how to play big games and tough teams. So it's how what we take away from them. If we can be competitive and stay in this game, even if we don't get that W, you know, at least we can take that with us and we can grow from it. So that way we go into district and then we can take care of business in district. So that way when we get to playoffs, you know, we have some experience against good quality teams. If you look at Rockwall, obviously they played Highland Park last week. They play us this week. Next week they play Trinity, which is a 6A powerhouse. The week after that they play Longview, which was a 6A Division II champion last year. So they have one of the toughest schedules you're going to see. And playing that tough non-district schedule at the beginning of the season helps them through district.
So taking a look at the games that happened last week, as North Garland did get a victory, we talked a little bit, you know, what's going to be coming out. You got the top three, Sachse, Wiley, Rowlett. Who's going to be the other team? Will Rowlett slip out and will Wiley slip out? North Garland gets a 42-7 win last week. You know, it's good to see the numbers without question, but also when you take a look at it, you know, you got to remember the teams that they're playing outside of their district. Lakeview Centennial, they had a tougher game. They did get the victory 32-21. So they got the victory. Garland, we talked about during the game, 35-22 victory. Sachse got a victory 33-30. That was one of those games where you were keeping an eye on it. And Wiley took a loss 14-6. We talked about that. So Neyman Forest with the loss, 45-7. Some of these other, but Sachse took on a tough team in Coppell. We know that team very well. Before last year, when we went to Allen in the playoffs, the 2 years before that, the Rowlett Eagles met those Coppell Cowboys in the first round for 2 years before that.
Well, and I saw a lot of similarities between that Coppell Sachse game and that Highland Park Rockwall game. Very similar matchups, and you're talking about four teams that have been at the top of their districts for a few years now. So, you know, you're right. I kept an eye on that Sachse Coppell game, and that game kept going back and forth, and Sachse was able to get on top and then get a late score here to put it away. But, you know, once again, like I was saying before, you know, at these non-district games, these strong non-district games will benefit you through the district and then into the playoffs. So another great game from Sachse. And, you know, we got to see a lot about them in that first game. But, you know, you talk about the non-district games, and you see kind of a flip during non-district where you have some of the
teams.
Mm-hmm. Where, you know, going in non-district, they're going to have better records because they don't play the caliber teams that some of like Sachse, us, and Lakeview Centennial play, and Wiley. And then once you get in district, then you'll see it kind of flip because of the district schedule.
So we had four winners last week, four losers last week, the four losers being Wiley, Rowlett, South Garland, Neyman Forest. Only out of those four teams, they only scored 20 points
but gave up an average of about 30 points a game. So so that right there hopefully can turn around for them, as that's where the standings are. South Garland is going to take on White. I don't know much about that football team. I know you do. So South Garland, even though taking a look at they kind of got hammered 33-0. If I'm not mistaken, White is a team where maybe they got an opportunity to be able to get some points up on the board, especially at home over at Williams Stadium.
Well, I think that White game, that Richardson White game, is going to be a competitive game. I think both programs have struggled in the last few years, so I think you're going to see a lot of similarities between the two. I think it's going to be a pretty good battle, and you're right. I think South Garland has great opportunity in that game.
Yep, and looking at Sachse's taking on Trinity. Both of them are winners last week. I think I will tell you, if that game was Thursday, I'd pack it up and I'd go see that game. But Sachse takes on Trinity. That should be a pretty good one as well.
No, absolutely. You got a 6A powerhouse that's been a powerhouse for years now. They've had a few state championships, and then you got a strong Sachse team. So that's going to be another great matchup. So I think we're going to see a lot. I think with Trinity, I think Sachse is going to see a lot stronger defense than what they saw last week.
And then North Garland at Irving, and Damon Forrest will be taking on Lamar, and then of course there's more games going on, but those are the ones that I was taking a look at. And you know, I really want to see how Sachse takes on Trinity, because we'll get an idea of what Sachse is going to be like in the district as well, you know, going into it. So getting set up for district, these are the good ones. This one will be a good learning experience for Rowlett, going into Plano and then hitting that big time district thing that's going on, because I'll tell you, once you get into district, you start with North Garland, then South Garland, then Wiley, and then Garland, then just regular Garland. So you look at the schedule when you go into district, those are not the powerhouses. Wiley's going to be the fight back and forth. That the good thing about that is Wiley had a pretty good game against, or Rowlett had a pretty good game against Wiley this time. Now Rowlett's at home against Wiley. I'm looking forward to that one the second week within district.
Well, yeah, that's going to be a great matchup against two great coaches with Bill Howard and Stevens. You got two coaches that have been with their programs for many years, and they have a great tradition with them. So that's going to be a great matchup. I think Wiley's defense has gotten a lot stronger this year. I think their offense has a lot of newcomers, a lot of big names to replace. So they're kind of in the boat, same boat with Rowlett. You know, a lot of guys. A lot of guys on the offense. So, you know, it's going to be a good game to see how they come out of district and then come into district games.
So it is the Cross the Bridge rivalry. It happens at Homer B. Johnson Stadium, 7 p.m. Friday night. Don't miss out on it. We're going to be doing the Facebook Live again. I'm working on a couple of tweaks on that, but it's going to be good. You also can catch it on the Couch Potato Sports Show over on the website. That's www.thecouchpotato.wixsite.com/Rowlett=sports. You can catch it on over there, and check out over on Facebook, my Facebook, as well as the Couch Potato Sports Show Facebook pages, as that's where we do our advertising for the game. So check it out, Bill. This one's going to be a good one this week, and getting upset. I'm pretty excited for this one. Ready to rock and roll Friday night?
Oh, we're ready to go. It's been 2 years since we played them, so it'll be nice to see us back on the field against the Yellow Jackets.
Absolutely. So that's going to do it for us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show in the pregame show of your Rowlett Eagles as they're taking on the Rockwall Yellow Jackets. Like to thank the Bullet Experience and Melvin Bullet for their sponsorship here of the pregame show for all your training needs, whether it's basketball, football, baseball, or even soccer or volleyball. They got it all down there. And if you just need some straight-on training, check them out. It is the Bullet Experience over at 8900 Princeton Road in Rowlett. That's going to do it for us. So for the Eagle Eye, Bill Cern, I'm Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. We'll see you Friday night, everybody. Have a good one. Bye-bye.